Why do behavioral changes happen? Dementia is accompanied by behavioral changes, which affect your loved one living with dementia and all of you around him, her. Behavioral changes can be one of the aspects of dementia that are most difficult to address. Persons living with dementia who experience behavioral changes are often described as having a completely different personality from the old self. Different behavior changes occur at different points in mild and moderate stages of dementia, and vary between people and across different types of dementia. These are some common behaviors exhibited by persons in the mild, moderate, and advanced stages of dementia that vary from person to person. Mild dementia. Forgetting things. Occasionally repeating themselves. Isolating themselves from others. Feeling tired all the time. Being easily irritated. Moderate dementia. Getting lost in familiar places. Repeating things said. Problems with communication. Neglecting personal hygiene and self-care. Losing track of time and events. Misplacing items more frequently. Behavioral disturbances. Forgetting the names of common objects and familiar people. Forgetting important events, e.g. birthdays of their children. Being confused about timings and places. Poor or decreased judgment. Problems with abstract thinking. Swallowing problems. Advanced dementia. Losing mobility and ability to perform daily tasks. Losing ability to communicate. Food refusal. Swallowing problems. Sometimes, behavioral changes during mild and moderate stages of dementia can cause concern. Some examples of behaviors of concern that are commonly seen include aggression, agitation, being easily upset, being easily irritable, being prone to argue, inappropriate screaming or crying, refusal to shower or be groomed. Running away from home. Disinhibition. Sexually inappropriate behavior. Socially inappropriate behavior. Hoarding. Irregular nighttime activity, sundowning. Getting up at night. Repetitive behaviors. Sundowning. Anxiety or excessive worry. Apathy or indifference. Delusions and/or hallucinations. Depression. Misidentifying familiar people. Personal stories. What my grandmother was trying to say. In this video, Dr. Chen Xiling, who cared for her late grandmother living with dementia, tells us how she has learned to understand what her grandmother was trying to communicate through many trying episodes and her grandmother's behavioral changes, which included her making wrongful accusations, wandering behavior, and depression. Dr. Chen Xiling is a resident physician at Khoo Teck Puat Hospital. She was raised by her grandmother who had dementia. Source: Forget Us Not Initiative by Lian Foundation, Khoo Teck Puat Hospital, and Dementia Singapore. Where is my money? Episodes involving accusations, arguments, and tension are trying and stressful for family members. Unfortunately, these situations are common in households with persons living with dementia. In this video, Lily tells us her secret to always being able to find missing money that has been misplaced by her mother-in-law. Lily Fang is a caregiver and co-founder of Homage, a caregiving service. She helps her family to cope with the symptoms and behavioral changes that her mother-in-law, Tan Mui Hua, faces. Source: Forget Us Not Initiative by Lian Foundation, Khoo Teck Puat Hospital, and Dementia Singapore. Causes of behavior changes. Every individual has needs that need to be met. However, as dementia affects the brain, which controls all mental functions and voluntary behaviors, including thoughts, emotions, and speech, the progression of dementia may cause your loved one to be increasingly less able to recognize their needs, know how to meet them, or communicate them. In addition to this, behavior changes also occur due to changes in the brain. The type of behavior change exhibited depends on the areas of the brain affected by the condition causing the person's dementia as well. It is also crucial to understand these behaviors from the perspective of your loved one living with dementia. They may present with these behaviors as a result of their needs not being met, their attempt to meet a need, or an attempt to communicate to individuals around them. Unmet needs underlying behavior changes can be generally categorized into the following four factors. 1. Physical needs. Your loved one living with dementia may be experiencing pain or discomfort, and may be suffering from other illnesses at the same time. 2. Psychological, cognitive needs. Your loved one may be depressed or may have other mental health issues. They could also be feeling confused or threatened in an environment that does not seem right or familiar. 3. Social needs. Your loved one may be feeling lonely, isolated, or bored. 4. Environmental, external needs. Your loved one may be in an overstimulating environment, e.g., with loud noises or busy environment, or experiencing a different and unfamiliar routine. Management of behavior changes. When managing your loved one's behaviors, it is important for you, as a caregiver, to ascertain some factors that may cause certain behaviors to happen. For example, what triggers the behavior? Consider commonly unmet needs, such as constipation, pain, and toileting needs, or environmental triggers such as sounds, smells, and temperature. Whether the behavior is causing distress to the person. If so, prompt treatment may be necessary. Whether the safety of the person is compromised. If so, some modifications to the home setting may need to be made to ensure that the environment is safe. For every behavior change, it is always good to share the above information you have collected and consult the doctor, geriatrician or psychogeriatrician, who is seeing your loved one with dementia to rule out any physical health problems, for example, infections, medication side effects, that may be causing it. After ruling these problems out, non-pharmacological approaches should be first attempted to meet your loved one's unmet needs and minimize or prevent their behavior changes, before considering pharmacological management. It is often the daily, non-pharmacological methods and techniques that turn out to be effective in the long term. Non-pharmacological measures such as psychosocial interventions, e.g., music therapy, art therapy, are usually the first-line approach before medication treatment is considered. Below are some examples of simple, non-pharmacological techniques to consider as well. 1. Revise your approach. The task on hand may be too difficult that it needs to be simplified, or your loved one living with dementia may need some help with it. Help them to focus on their abilities, rather than on their inabilities. 2. Validate your loved one feels. Acknowledge your loved one's feelings and experience, and patiently communicate this acknowledgement to them by your words and actions. Do not confront or argue, it is not necessary to always correct the person when they are in the wrong. 3. Direct their attention elsewhere. Identify the cause behind the behavior and address it through engaging your loved one in meaningful activities. Sometimes, a combination of both non-pharmacological and pharmacological managements may offer better outcomes too. Read further about the pharmacological management of dementia and behavior changes. Some tips to manage behavior changes. In the fifth episode of a six-part series, All About Dementia, Ask the Experts, Dr. Ngyi Chong explains why persons living with dementia have changes in their behaviors. He also answers questions related to strategies in managing these behavior changes, such as wandering behavior, repetitive behavior, refusal to take medications, and refusal to eat. Source: Agency for Integrated Care. The Alzheimer's Society from the United Kingdom provides general tips to family caregivers on ways to support persons living with dementia to meet their needs and reduce their behavior changes using a non-pharmacological approach. It also lists a 5-step strategy to manage behavior changes. Read further about Alzheimer's Society's tips and strategies. Finally, it is not easy managing the behavior changes your loved one living with dementia is exhibiting. It is thus equally important that you take good care of yourself by seeking support from family, friends, counselors, or support groups, in order to better cope with your caregiving journey. Learn more about tips and resources on how to look after yourself.